Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring beverage center and dual ice maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
This last week, in case you missed it, saw a federal judge in Manhattan threatening to kick Sean Diddy Combs out of his own trial because he won't stop nodding at the jury like he's conducting an orchestra. That actually happened 3 days ago, and it's just one surreal moment in what might be the most explosive celebrity trial of our time. Like, we're 4 weeks into Sean Combs' federal trial on sex trafficking and racketeering charges, and the testimony has been absolutely devastating. Judge Arun Subramanian is presiding over a case where prosecutors are arguing that Combs ran a criminal enterprise disguised as a music empire, while his defense team claims this is all about consensual adult relationships gone wrong. The star witness was Cassie Ventura, who took the stand for 4 consecutive days in mid-May. She was 8.5 months pregnant when she testified, and she revealed for the first time that her 2023 civil settlement with Combs was worth $20 million. But the money wasn't the shocking part. Cassie described in excruciating detail what she called freak-offs, allegedly forced sexual encounters with male escorts that Combs would orchestrate and film. She testified these could last for days, that she needed medical treatment afterward for injuries and infections, and that she had to take MDMA just to get through them. Cassie told the jury about specific incidents of violence. The 2016 hotel assault that we all saw on video was just one example. She described being punched in restaurants, having objects thrown at her, and being dragged by her hair. She testified that in 2018, after they'd broken up, Combs allegedly raped her in her Malibu apartment following a dinner. The prosecution showed the jury photographs of her injuries over the years, black eyes, cuts, bruises, a gash on her forehead. But here's what made her testimony particularly powerful. The defense had 400 exhibits ready for cross-examination, text messages where Cassie expressed love for Combs, social media posts showing them together looking happy, evidence of her continued contact with him, even after violent incidents. Defense attorney Anna Estevao spent 2.5 days trying to show that this was a complicated relationship where both people were violent, not a criminal enterprise. She asked Cassie about drug use, about times she'd initiated contact with Combs, about whether she understood the difference between Sean the person and Sean the businessman. The prosecution's strategy became clear with their second major witness, Dawn Richard from Danity Kane. Dawn testified about witnessing Combs attack Cassie in his kitchen in 2009. She described him coming downstairs screaming about his eggs, taking a frying pan, and swinging it at Cassie, who dropped to the ground trying to protect her head. Dawn said Combs then dragged Cassie upstairs by her hair while she heard glass breaking and yelling. The next day, Combs allegedly told Dawn and another witness that what they'd seen was just passion between lovers and that it would be in their best interest not to say anything because where he comes from, people go missing if they talk. Kid Cudi's testimony added another layer. He testified that after he briefly dated Cassie, his Porsche was destroyed with a Molotov cocktail. The defense objected heavily to this testimony, arguing there was no direct evidence linking Combs to the car bombing, but the judge allowed it as part of the pattern evidence the prosecution is building. The employee testimony has been particularly damaging. A former assistant testifying under the pseudonym Mia spent 3 days on the witness stand describing her own alleged sexual assault by Combs and witnessing his abuse of Cassie. She testified that Combs raped her in 2013, forced her to perform oral sex, and that she felt trapped because speaking out would mean losing her job and being silenced, punished, exiled. She described watching Combs slam a bathroom door on her arm multiple times after he took her phone and threatened to use anything incriminating he found on it against her. During Mia's cross-examination, the defense tried to paint her as a disgruntled employee seeking money. They pointed out that she'd been approached by lawyers in 2023 about potentially filing a lawsuit against Combs, but Mia testified that she actually turned down the opportunity to sue because she was too afraid of retaliation. The hotel security testimony has been explosive. Israel Flores, who was working security at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles in March 2016, testified about responding to the incident we saw on that surveillance video. He said Combs approached him afterward with what he interpreted as a bribe attempt, telling him, "You take care of this, and I'll take care of you," while holding a wad of cash. Flores said he declined the money and reported the incident to his supervisors. But the most damning security testimony came from Eddie Garcia, who was given immunity by the government. Garcia admitted that he later sold that 2016 surveillance video to a media outlet for $100,000. But before he sold it, he testified that representatives for Combs approached him, trying to buy his silence. He described being handed a brown paper bag full of cash as a payment to keep quiet about what he'd witnessed. The financial evidence tells its own story. Derek Ferguson, the former chief financial officer for Bad Boy Records, testified about suspicious transactions, including a $20,000 payment from Cassie's father to Combs that was mysteriously returned the next day. Ferguson also testified about excessive hotel bills for cleanup and damages and payments to various individuals that prosecutors suggest were escorts or people being paid to stay quiet. Federal agent Yasin Binda from Homeland Security Investigations testified about what they found when they arrested Combs at the Park Hyatt Hotel in September. In his room, they discovered multiple bottles of baby oil, illegal drugs hidden under the alias Frank Black, and $9,000 in cash. Binda walked the jury through photographs of the items, explaining how they matched what witnesses had described being used during the alleged freak-offs. The evidence from the raids on Combs' homes is staggering. Over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant, AR-15 rifles with defaced serial numbers, large quantities of drugs including ketamine, MDMA, cocaine, and mushrooms. Prosecutors have suggested this was all part of the infrastructure needed to carry out the alleged criminal enterprise. Right now, the prosecution's key witness is someone testifying under the pseudonym Jane, who was allegedly in a relationship with Combs from 2020 to 2023. She's describing what she calls hotel nights, which sound remarkably similar to what Cassie described as freak-offs. Jane testified that these encounters happened as recently as August 2024, just weeks before Combs was arrested. She broke down on the witness stand describing an incident that happened on her birthday, when what was supposed to be a makeup trip turned into another forced encounter. She testified that Combs is still paying the rent on her Los Angeles home, highlighting the financial control that prosecutors say was central to the alleged criminal enterprise. Jane's testimony has included audio recordings of Combs threatening her. In one voice note played for the jury, Combs can be heard saying, "I'm about to really disappear on you. I'm not going to be playing these games with you. I can't do this shit with you each time you get upset," Jane responded via text. "You've been making things completely transactional. You've been threatening me any chance you get. This shit is sick." The defense strategy throughout has been to attack the credibility of each witness. They've suggested that people are motivated by money, since many have filed civil lawsuits against Combs. They've pointed to drug use by witnesses, suggesting their memories are unreliable. They've tried to show that these were complicated adult relationships where both parties made choices, not criminal enterprises involving coercion and trafficking. But the prosecution keeps bringing witness after witness with similar stories. Myla Morales, a makeup artist, testified about covering bruises on Cassie's body for public appearances. Cassie's mother testified about her daughter's injuries and the fear she lived with. Carrie Morgan, Cassie's former best friend, testified about witnessing the aftermath of violent incidents. The prosecution has also brought in expert witnesses. Dr. Dawn Hughes, a forensic psychologist, testified about the psychological impacts of intimate partner violence and coercive control. George Kaplan, another former executive assistant to Combs, testified about the business operations and how the alleged criminal activity was integrated into legitimate business functions. Deontay Nash, a celebrity stylist who worked with both Combs and Cassie, testified about witnessing violence. He described an incident where he had to physically intervene, jumping on Combs' back to stop him from beating Cassie. Nash also testified that Combs threatened to send sex tapes of Cassie to her parents' workplaces to get them fired, which goes directly to the prosecution's argument about using the recordings for coercion and control. The courtroom drama has been intense beyond just the testimony. There have been multiple disruptions from the gallery, including a woman who had to be escorted out for screaming, "Diddy, these motherfuckers laughing at you," during proceedings. The judge has had to deal with media outlets revealing the true identity of witnesses testifying under pseudonyms, creating security concerns. Judge Subramanian has shown increasing frustration with Combs' behavior in court. Beyond the nodding at jurors, there have been incidents where Combs has been observed making gestures or attempting to communicate with family members in the gallery in ways that the judge has deemed inappropriate. The threat to remove him from his own trial is extraordinary and shows just how seriously the judge is taking courtroom decorum. The prosecution is building toward a RICO conviction, which requires proving that Combs led a criminal enterprise. They're arguing that he used his legitimate businesses, including Bad Boy Records and other Combs companies, to facilitate crimes including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. The RICO framework allows them to bring in evidence spanning decades because they're arguing it's all part of one continuing criminal conspiracy. As we head into the trial's second month, the prosecution still has more witnesses to call. We're expecting to hear from additional hotel employees who can testify about preparing rooms for alleged freak-offs, more federal agents who can discuss digital evidence found on seized devices, and potentially additional victims who haven't yet been identified publicly. The defense hasn't indicated whether Combs will testify on his own behalf. Given his apparent difficulty controlling his behavior even while sitting silently at the defense table, putting him on the witness stand would be incredibly risky. Cross-examination by federal prosecutors would be brutal, and any inconsistencies in his testimony could be devastating. If convicted on all charges, Combs faces a minimum of 15 years in prison with the possibility of life behind bars. The sex trafficking charges alone carry a 15-year minimum sentence, and the racketeering charge can result in life imprisonment. At 55 years old, even the minimum sentence would likely mean he dies in prison. But this trial is about more than one man's fate. The testimony we're hearing is forcing a reckoning with power dynamics in the entertainment industry that have been ignored for decades. Multiple witnesses have testified about their fear of speaking out because of Combs's influence over careers and livelihoods. The prosecution is arguing that this fear was deliberately cultivated as part of the criminal enterprise. The case continues, with Jane's testimony expected to conclude early next week, followed by additional prosecution witnesses. Legal experts predict we won't see closing arguments until sometime in July, making this one of the longest high-profile criminal trials in recent memory. But given the volume of evidence and the number of witnesses, the prosecution appears to be building an overwhelming case that this wasn't just a powerful man with a complicated personal life, but rather a carefully constructed criminal operation that used music industry infrastructure to facilitate serious crimes. Whatever the verdict, this trial has already changed conversations about accountability, consent, and power in ways that will extend far beyond the hip-hop community. The jury will ultimately decide not just Sean Combs' fate, but whether our justice system can hold the powerful accountable, regardless of their wealth, influence, or cultural impact.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home. I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.